Black Hawk Down by Mark Bowden, read by Alan Sklar. Disc 1.
It makes no difference what men think of war, said the judge. War endures. As well ask men what they think of stone. War was always here. Before man was, war waited for him. The ultimate trade, awaiting the ultimate practitioner. Cormac McCarthy, Blood Meridian. The Assault. Chapter 1. At liftoff, Matt Eversman said a Hail Mary. He was curled into a seat between two helicopter crew chiefs, the knees of his long legs up to his shoulders. Before him, jammed on both sides of the Black Hawk helicopter, was his chalk. 12 young men in flak vests over tan desert camouflage fatigues. He knew their faces so well, they were like brothers. The older guys on this crew, like Eversman, a staff sergeant with 5 years in at age 26, had lived and trained together for years. Some had come up together through basic training, jump school, and ranger school. They had traveled the world, to Korea, Thailand, Central America. They knew each other better than most brothers did. They'd been drunk together, gotten into fights, slept on forest floors, jumped out of airplanes, climbed mountains, shot down foaming rivers with their hearts in their throats, baked and frozen and starved together, passed countless bored hours, teased one another endlessly about girlfriends or lack of same, driven out in the middle of the night from Fort Benning to retrieve each other from some diner or strip club out on Victory.